What's up, everybody? Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Poppy Podcast with your boy Mondo and
fucking Junebug, baby. What's going on, you fucking cocksuckers? What's up? What's going on? What's the word, man?
That's just his way of saying that he missed you.
Yeah. What's up? What's up, you fucking cocksuckers, man? I missed you all, dude. I missed it all, man. It's been a long fucking, feels like a month, but it hasn't been. It's been about like 3 weeks, but something close to a month, I guess you could say.
It's pretty close to a month.
Yeah. Because
we release every 2 weeks, right?
Right. And sorry for the shitty quality for you guys. Getting a new fucking charger laptop thing. It's crazy, man. I feel like they make things for shit to break, because that was what happened.
That's really what it is. Like
they make it to break. That's just the fucking way it's meant. That's the way God wanted it to be.
That's the whole point of supply and demand, right? So like they want to stay in business. So it's like, you know what? Yeah, we can't make something that could last you for the rest of your life, but why?
Right. So I feel like
profit off of it.
They're fucking playing me, you know. But now, you know, it is what it is. So next episode, I'll have my mic and my laptop charged up and everything really juiced up for you guys. But we're gonna get right into it with the Poppy news and tell you guys why we've been gone, man.
Yeah, this goes for both Poppy and Adapt. So we'll start off with Junior. We'll give the Poppy side of things, and Junior, you can start with that one right there.
Man, shit just kind of piles up on you, bro. Like, you know, when you fucking, everybody's different, right? But everybody really is really the same for most people. I like a general population. It's fucking work, school, how I'm making money, how I'm doing this, how I'm doing that. And when you got so many things running through your mind, you have a million things coming at you. It's fucking hard to focus, bro. It's so fucking hard, you know, it's like, damn. And, you know. And then on top of that, we had a little run-in with kind of almost had COVID. I did, especially. Almost had that COVID case. Ended up not having COVID. I don't know exactly what it was. Obviously, they don't tell you, but got tested. It was negative, and felt like I was really sick. Felt like a flu, maybe. I guess you could say that.
How was that process, though? Was that easier for you than it was for Joe?
I had had COVID during the pandemic. My brother Joe had the COVID, and he was sick. I wasn't really sick when I had it. What was wrong with me is that I had back spasms. Like, man, my back would like really give out on me, bro. It was really like, fuck. Like, that's the worst pain I've ever had. And for me, it was muscle spasms. My girlfriend at the time, she had lost her sense of taste and her less sense of smell. And she was a little bit sick, but it was more like a cold. It wasn't anything crazy. And then so it was pretty crazy. I had to miss money, obviously, which I definitely needed, especially living in a fucking apartment that you have to pay for, you know. Exactly. But so mentally just feeling fatigued, and mentally is more draining than physically at times, just because, you know, when your brain shuts off, your whole body shuts off. Obviously they're connected. So, you know, man, when you're just burnt out, you just need a break. And I didn't need a break from the podcast, but I did need a break from the world. And I feel better coming back into it now that I'm like, you know, balls to the fucking wall. Like, you know, before it was like my balls had they dropped and I couldn't pick them up. I didn't know where they were. Now it's like, oh, I found them. Let me just put them back on really quick. I clipped them in.
For Austin Powers fans, he found his mojo, baby.
Yeah, I found my mojo, baby.
But you know? It caught up with all of us. I mean, I can't really speak up for. I can't really speak. I know for Joe, he's very busy right now, running his gym over there.
That dude's got a whole fucking business he's worrying about. This dude isn't worried about, you know, little things. So, but I mean, you know, when you're trying to just make money, man, it's hard. It's hard, man. This is fun, and I love doing this. I love doing this. You know, but the more you fucking cocksuckers listen, the more, you know, we can get some revenue and get some stuff out there and more content for you guys. So, you know, it's just hard when you have a full-time job that, you know.
Yeah, I think we just need to. Oh, no, man. Poppy Mafia, we need you guys to grow, man. Spread the word. If you guys really want us to, we really love to do this, and we're not going to stop.
Oh, it was never going to stop.
We just had life just caught up to us, and we had to make We had to handle our business. Joe was running Oakland, running the Oakland gym.
There's multiple events that we got to go to. There's people that we have to talk to. We're always on our phones. And that's just kind of how life has been. So, just wanted to give you guys an update. And then I know Armando was going through a little bit of a mental thing, you know, as well. You can tell him about that, Mondo, if you'd like.
Yeah, for me, I was – so I think I talked about this on a DAP before. I've struggled with migraines in the last couple of weeks. I've been getting some really bad ones. So thank you for the patience on that. But I feel like your
immune system isn't like as like, and I think it's adjusting because you obviously, for those people that don't know, used to live in Daly City on the other side of San Francisco. And it's cold. It's always fucking cloudy over there, dude. Plus, mind you, you lived at the top of the hill. Every morning the clouds run through you. Like they come and check. Yeah. It's okay with you for them to run through the city. Like, you know. Yeah,
so I mean, like, I think my body's adjusting to that. And I'm enjoying it out here over in the East Bay, truth be told, because I don't like always living in the fog. Okay. I don't like it when the day always looks gray. I like there to be a little
bit. I feel like you fucking adjusted to it now. It's like you come out here and your body is just telling you you're a bitch.
You know what's funny is that I had this conversation with my sister because I was like, man,
I'm not the only one that's told you that.
So she goes, man, we're going into different worlds. I'm like, yeah, no, wait till you go to Sacramento. If you think it's hot over here in Hayward, you're going to be having some fun when you get over there to fucking Sacramento. And, you know, I went over there and I kid you not, man, 11:30 at night, 82 degrees.
No, man, it's like Patterson. It's just like fucking the valley, man. It's shit. That's why when I found out she was going to Auburn, I think it was, it's fucking hot over there. So you can't go from cold to just hot. Like there's no middle. Like the middle for them is wintertime, and it might rain a little bit, but it'll mostly be like 70s, 80s, you know. So it's a big transition. It's a big fucking transition. So
yeah, I mean, so like today, like it's fun for like my sister and I. Like, man, we like the cold, but we're kind of weenies because we know that if we go to the winter weather over there in the Midwest, we wouldn't survive that. I'm sorry, man.
I think you guys would do really good over there. I think you guys would like really, you know, thrive over there. Me personally, I'm a winter person. I'm not a summer person. I don't like the summer. I fucking hate the heat. Malfunction. I start to malfunction during the heat.
I can deal with the colder weather because I can sleep under the covers. But when it's hot, you don't want anything on you. You don't want bed sheets. You don't want anything close to your skin. And it's the worst. Personally, I don't like that. And like,
it's just the best way to think about it is like, would you rather have a hot water? If you had to drink hot water every day, or would you rather drink cold water every day? If you think about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to burn myself.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even room temperature water. Nobody wants to fucking drink room temperature water unless it's like a little bit on the colder side. But if it's room temperature, like, you know, it's like, it's a little pretty warm. I think I'd run a cold one. Like, you know, so I don't know, man. It's always
a preferences, right? But like I said, dude, Midwest, I cannot handle. I know I would not handle under zero, like below zero. I'm like, nah, I'm cool with that. I'm good with California winter.
I'm a California person. You know, I've been around the world. I went to London. I've been to Amsterdam. I've been to Nicaragua. I've been to multiple places. And honestly, California, like, I can't picture myself anywhere else but here. Like people, when I talk to people from other countries, you ever talk to people from other countries and they don't like it here?
Yes.
They're like, oh, I'd rather go back home. But at the same time, it's like, if I lived here and I didn't, you know, and I couldn't see my friends or my family, or there wasn't shit that was here, I wouldn't have fun. I wouldn't like it over there either. So I'm a California person. The weed here is fantastico, let me tell you. If you ain't smoked it, go smoke it.
No, I gotta say, it's funny that you say like I say that I can't move, like you can't picture yourself anywhere else. Somewhere I thought I was thinking about moving to, actually.
Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Everything's bigger in Texas. They was waiting for your big ass.
Yeah. My ass ain't even that big. It's my head that's big. But you know, you like know. I was thinking about moving down there, and it's kind of funny because I'm talking to you guys about how I can't take below zero weather, and I can't, and like the heat, like extreme heat, I don't like it, and yet that's really what they are over there. If you remember back in January, they had their power grid shut down because it was such extreme weather out there. Extreme cold.
I think it was pretty recent, like a year or two ago.
It was just past January. Around the time that I was planning on maybe moving. So when I saw that, I was like, you know what? Maybe it's good I stay here in the Bay Area, even if it's more expensive.
I mean, when you're by yourself, man, you don't want to go out there by yourself and not know anybody, make friends, and figure all this shit out by yourself. Like, you know, man, you don't want to do all that. You know, so, I mean, it depends what you like and the weather you like. I mean, it depends everywhere. But, I mean, you know, going into that, you know.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is, though? You also got to know that not everywhere you go is going to be the same as what you're used to. For example, since we grew up here in the Bay Area, most people in our area are more liberal, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into politics. I'm just saying a lot of people are a little more liberal and they're not as much conservative. Whereas if I were to go out to Texas, it wouldn't be the same way.
There's a lot of Republicans in Texas. I don't hate on them. I don't have anything bad to say about them. But when you come from a California state and go to that kind of state, that political party state, it's different.
It's not even so much the political thing. It's just like we're so used to talking about, like, we're so used to like thinking openly out here. And you know, if you're gay, you're gay. If you're trans, you're trans. If you're non-binary, you're non-binary. Over there, it's kind of like they're not as outspoken about that stuff. You know what I mean?
I think that
they keep it more to themselves.
See, the thing is with like political parties, and I've said this before, I don't try to pick a side. But if you do have a side, you can see how people react and give actions towards that side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, not everyone's going to have, and I think over there, like, you're more likely to run into people who are not going to agree with you.
I
think there would be a culture shock for myself as well, because over here, we're more expressive.
Right.
Over there, maybe not so much.
Right, you're just not, I mean, you know, but if you were from there and you moved over here,
it would be the same way.
Yeah, it would be the same way. I mean, it doesn't have to be here, right? I mean, from somebody from fucking Texas moved to Florida, they're not going to feel the exact same way that they you know. No. So, I mean, I guess that could go for any state, you know, and that goes into our next topic is culture vultures.
You know what I mean? Culture vultures, yeah. People
culture, drain, I mean, excuse me, not culture vultures, energy vampires are not culture vultures. Same thing. I mean, they are culture vultures.
Energy too, vampires but, sounds a little sexier, though.
And yeah, energy vampires, they just, it's like the fucking weather, bro. It just takes the energy out of everything. It sucks the semen out of you. It's fucking terrible.
It sucks the soul.
I mean, that's great, but that's a bad analogy because that's awesome. But, but yeah, you get what I mean.
This dude's trying to get us besides TV-14. He's trying to get us to rated R, maybe. But, you know, it's like,
do people ever think you're Samoan? When random people meet you on the street, do they think you're Samoan?
The only person that thinks I'm Samoan is your dumbass dad.
That's terrible, bro, because it's your brother. But
I know it is terrible that he's. I know it is terrible that he's my brother.
Like you could pass as a Samoan. Like you just look Samoan. I don't even know.
I do.
You look Hawaiian. I could say Hawaiian.
I look Samoan until I lose weight. When I get slimmer, then I don't look as much. But
I mean, it's been years since I've seen that.
Oh, damn.
Just playing.
Damn, dude. Quarantine's only been for a year. This dude's already
tripping. No, I gained like 30 pounds during COVID. I mean, fuck it, dude. I mean, you know. You
gained 30 pounds in the last month. Good lie.
Dude, I'm getting 30 pounds during COVID. I mean, COVID's had its up and down for me. I got a puppy during COVID, so I'm trying to stay on the positive
side. I think, honestly, bro, I think I came out better from COVID, from quarantine than I did before, honestly.
It's just the weight, man. I'm the same way. Everything got better.
If the weight, here's the thing, guys. Look, I'm on my own. I have my own place. I have my own I have two podcasts. If the only bad thing is that I gained a couple pounds of weight, that's victory. That's W right there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, not sorry, man. I do not feel bad for the fact that I gained a little bit of pounds.
Hey,
because
man,
you know I gained a lot more than just if pounds go with it, then that's fine. I can lose the weight.
COVID is like, you know, fuck, straight stroke, bro. I had a lot of good and a lot of bad. I have, you know, ups and downs like everybody. So I'm not, you know, it is what it is, man. We're growing, we're getting better. Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
I see it as like we're happy. Like you ate yourself. Like, yeah, but I'm fucking happy. I'm not angry.
Yeah, dude. Like, I mean,
like I mean, said, I found dude, good. I found happiness in the pandemic. So, and I think a lot.
I did too. I think it's I'm more at peace now than I was. I would say before, yeah. And it's not just. There's a personal satisfaction with the fact that I actually have like my own place. Like I'm actually on my own. I have my own home. I can like when I'm done with the day, I could come over here and I know I have my own safe haven. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, dude. There's so many things that just come. I think, you know, the people that hate on the pandemic and is the people that couldn't make something out of it, and they are haters, bro.
I think
they are fucking energy vampires. That's what they are. They fucking suck everything in the fucking room.
The people,
I was talking to somebody and I was like, dude, I asked them. It was a chick. It was some girl I was talking to, and I said, do you think I'm weird? And then we were talking for like, it was only like a 45 minute conversation. First time I've ever met this chick. We're just having a nice, genuine conversation. And so I asked her, I said, do you think I'm weird? And she goes, I don't know. I don't know you. I said, well, you can kind of figure out if somebody's weird or not within like the first 5 to 10 minutes.
You pick up a vibe or something, right? But it's like,
I think there's something there. There's something. I don't know if it's the fucking spirit in the room, or you could just sense when somebody's
unhappy, you can sense, bro, someone's energy, man. Like, you know, I think, going back to what you were saying, the only people that really couldn't stand quarantine are the people that were unhappy in their own lives.
Yeah. Or the people that struggled, like, you know, with businesses and stuff like that. Like, I get it. There's a lot more to it.
Definitely. Yeah. You understand
those,
that.
Those people aren't angry. I think, you know, I think that then they're a product of their environment, which, you know, kind of sucks for a lot of people.
And another aspect,
feel bad for, man.
And another aspect is that it exposed a lot of people, right? Like, if you don't have a healthy home life, and if you don't have the ability to have a life outside of your profession, then those are the ones that are most unhappy. That's what I saw. And I felt like those same people who were the ones that were complaining, that were like, oh, I'm so depressed, I'm this. Well, a lot of them were also the people that had to be around other people in order to satiate, I guess, their
I only their hang attention. Out with good guys, man. Like, the friends I have, like, they're cool. I mean, I do have a little bit of trust issues. I don't just trust everybody like that. Most of my friends are from like high school. If I meet new people, they're cool, but I don't trust everybody like that. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean, everybody's cool. So, I mean, you know, it depends. I want those fucking friends that, you know, are going to get hammered and make sure I get home safe and put me on my belly so I don't fucking yak on myself. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to walk me up to my apartment and fucking I try to rob me. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're struggling financially, maybe not financially, but you're struggling like to
make, if somebody can give me $50, that's cool, that's a good friend.
Or if hey, you know what, let's save some money, let's cook each other's food, let's cook some food and then like all like have it for a couple of days. And
yeah, I will like admit that. I've been a bad friend before. I've been a terrible friend to some people when I was younger. I mean, obviously I was young, so I've been a terrible friend to people. You know what I mean?
I think we've all been there before.
Yeah, you know, I've had some friends and I've tried to sleep with their sisters. Like, I felt bad about it. Like, I did. I didn't mean to try to fuck your sister. It was a moment, and I enjoyed it.
I was not expecting to go that direction, ladies and gentlemen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get in depth. You know what I mean? But, like, I've been a bad friend. I think everybody can learn from experiences. So, yeah, man.
No, man. I mean,
I was an energy vampire at one point, is what I'm pretty much trying to say.
I think everybody was at some point. I think later on you realize that not everyone around you wants the best for you. And not everyone can accept that what's best for you is what they don't want.
Sometimes, man, it's just like you're a product of your own environment. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for me personally, I don't know. A lot of the people, I guess this is a good question to ask people, is your family toxic? Or is the world toxic? Because, yeah, the world can be toxic, but at times I'm like, God damn, man, my family is fucking toxic.
So basically what you're asking is, what's more toxic, the family or the culture?
Yeah, man, because they both could be rough.
They both can be rough, yes.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's some good noodles in there, you know?
We're not saying that all families are bad, ladies and gentlemen. No. What we're saying is that regardless of how good we have it, how good our relationships are with our family, there's still a level of toxicity there. And not only that, but the thing is that some people are aware of the fact that they're toxic. There's some people that are not aware of it.
For example, if you have parents that are over concerning and asking where you're at, you're 27 years old, yet you live in their house, that could be a little toxic. You know, come on, you're like 27 years old. Your parents are asking where you're at. Yeah, you live in their house, but you are a grown person. Or, you know, that doesn't have to be toxic. I mean, there's so many situations of being toxic, right? You know, you're trying to help your parents stop smoking cigarettes or something, and they go back to it every single time. That's toxic, man.
Or they try to convince you to, or that they don't look at, in my case, it's they don't look at my life as my life. They look at me as an extension of who they are. And if I do something that's good for my life and that's something that I enjoy, it can make them look bad. And I should feel ashamed of that.
That's the thing I hate about people, man. It's like, fuck, man, it's my life. Let me live my life. You know, for example, some people don't like this podcast because of what I say, because they know me. I don't care. I don't give a shit how you feel. I don't care. It's not about you. If this was about you, then I would have made a podcast of something you liked, right? Not you specifically, but obviously somebody else. And I just don't care enough to make it about that. It's about what makes me happy, what makes me feel good, what makes me want to laugh. This is the podcast that I like to listen to. It's
your platform.
It's my platform to speak my shit. Because when I go to work and everybody goes to work, or when they go to school, they're not in that realm that they can say what they want, right? You have to act a certain way. And that's how society treats you, wants you to be, right? But when I get home, I should be able to fucking act like a goofball and take off my slippers and walk butt ass naked in my apartment, right? So, yes, everybody else should too, you know.
Everyone's getting past that image right now.
Me walking around butt naked in my apartment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just hanging out.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't say hang. Hey, I'm dangling. Oh, man. You know, it's nice to just be yourself and just, but from my personal opinion, I would say my family's a little more toxic than the culture, personally. That's my personal opinion. Everybody else might have a different feeling. You might say, oh, the culture's toxic, which it is. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying.
We're not saying that it's not. We're just saying that in terms of like comparison, like in the situation that he's in and the situation that I am, we're saying that the family's a little more toxic. Yeah, I would say, and I think that a lot of times it's unconscious. Like, we don't realize how toxic it is until we try to create a relationship outside of our family.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and like a toxic culture, bro, and I can explain this to people. A toxic culture, in a toxic culture, bro, there's peer pressure. There's a lot of political things that go on. There's business things that make you go a certain way. I feel like schools and the way that they teach people and the way that they want people to be a certain way is toxic. You know, they don't force people to do things, but, you know, they encourage people to do a lot of education and this and that. And that is a great thing. Everybody should learn something, right? But it comes to a point where not everybody's going to learn that way. So, you know, it's toxic in the way that they enforce that. But, you know.
And I think that it's in our situation, it's unique, too, because we're coming from two different societies, not just generations, but societies. And what I mean by that is we're Americanized, right? And our parents are not. They came from the motherland. They came from Nicaragua in this case. And over there, they have different norms and values and customs. Whereas over here, we're kind of like, how can I put it? What example can I use? So, for example, let's use marriage as an example, okay?
Oh, yeah. My mother was married at 13 in Nicaragua. I mean.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah. My mother had her first kid at, like, before 16. I mean, I know some girls in high school that happened that too, but.
Dude, I got to give you a sidebar quickly on this. So speaking of that, right, like when I was a middle school graduation, I remember there were rumors for that last week, there was a positive pregnancy test on the campus, right? And we're all like, no, like eventually it was like kind of died down. It's like no one believed it, right? Only to find out on, so it started running rampant again around the day of the graduation. Someone's pregnant. We don't know who's pregnant, but we thought it was just a rumor. Lo and behold, that night when we went to the graduation dance, we found out who it was. Everybody out of respect kept her name on the down low. If you knew it, you knew it. If you didn't, you didn't.
Damn.
And it was one of the craziest things I've ever experienced. That was the first time I ever experienced like drama at that level. And I was like,
bro, you know what's the scariest, some of the scariest feelings in the world is getting somebody almost pregnant to that point where you're like, oh fuck. I didn't want this.
You know what the crazy thing was? We still didn't know right at the time, right? And we found out the following year that she went into labor. And I saw her again when I was at City College.
Oh my God.
And she was getting her GED. So apparently she didn't finish high school.
Well, how can you? Somebody's got to fucking watch the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that sucks, man. You know, it's like, but yeah, that is very scary. I've had a few scares myself where it's like, you know, I've almost had somebody. It's pretty scary, bro. It's like you
might as well join the club. Everybody else we know is getting pregnant.
I didn't want a kid. Me personally, I have my own stance about it. But I wouldn't want a kid unless I'm financially cool.
Yeah,
because I mean, I don't want to bring a kid into this world when I'm fucking sitting here, you know, not in the best financial situation to support a kid.
Yeah.
So, you know,
if I can't feed myself, how am I going to bring someone else in to feed them?
Right. I mean, it's just a scary feeling, my dude. It's very scary. It's not.
It is.
It's not cool, man. It's not cool. So, I mean, for some people, they pull it off, man. And that's fucking salute to you, bro. You have a kid when you're young and shit. But me personally,
tip of the hat to you guys.
Yeah. To me, I'm bringing my little guys back. I scoop them up in my hand and put them back. You're not going nowhere. Where are you going? You know?
Don't you dare dry up on me.
How many sperm cells are there? I'm going to count them all out. Make sure I got them all with me. You just got to circle them out like a Slurpee, bro.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, anyways, besides that, I mean, but that's a toxic culture. I guess we can be a part of the toxic culture, I guess, right?
We can. I mean, we're definitely part of it. I think I think a lot of people just don't realize how toxic their culture is until they try to create a relationship outside of their family, right? Like, I think, so for example, like when you're in a relationship or when you're with a friendship, they don't share the same beliefs that you do. You know, like they're more, their families aren't as strict. You know, like I look back at our family, man, it's like crazy how, for example, like going back to the marriage thing, right? Like, you guys are married, you make it work, even though it's toxic as fuck. And even though you guys probably don't love each other or nearly enough, and you guys are having affairs on each other.
I mean, it's crazy, man, because like I've never been cheated on, but I've been in a very bad relationship. I see why people do what they can to stick it out and work on it. I do see why they do that. But at the same time, it's like if I slapped the shit out of you as hard as I could, and then you let me do it again, and again and again. You're just like, okay, I'm numb at this point. You just slapped the shit out of me 10 fucking times. What's the fucking 11th time gonna matter? So it's basically, like, you know, I don't judge anybody. I can understand. I always
try to. It's up to you guys, but speaking for myself, you try to cheat on me, bye.
I think it's harder when you have kids and a family and all these things that happens to people, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think you look more like an asshole when you're the one doing it. When you're the cheater, oh, man, society will blast your ass, boy.
Yes.
Bring that ass here, boy.
Especially when
flamed.
Especially when you're the one that's bragging about how you have a family and you're, you know, like you're God's gift to parenting and all that stuff, right?
Some people, man, just don't fucking understand what the fuck is going on. There was I mean, it depends where you're from, what culture you live in. Because I asked somebody this. I asked this English lady this, and she said, well, I asked her, like, you know, how often do their family, like, you know, divorces and things like that. Well, she goes, oh, well, divorce isn't very common amongst us. I think it's more a common thing amongst Hispanics. And I'm like, damn. I was like, what you got?
Really?
I was like, why are you hating on me? What I do to you?
I was like, man, you should go to the motherland if you think that's true.
You know, so I mean, I don't know, man. But I mean, I guess we could ask everybody else this. Is your family toxic or is the culture toxic? And you guys can give us an answer on the Poppy Podcast Instagram page or on the Adapt Session page. We're going to put that poll up on there. You guys can let us know.
Yeah, I'll put it up by Wednesday.
Yeah, you guys can let us know which one you guys like. Give us a shout out. If everybody says the culture, man, then maybe it's just my family, our family, this is fucking toxic. I don't know. We're going to find out.
We're about to find out. I personally think that just happens in most families. You know, yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of times we're unconscious to that behavior. Like, for example, like jealousy, right? Like, society breeds us to be jealous of others.
And insecure.
Actually, and like not just the family, but like society in general. Society breeds insecurity and jealousy. And I think and while we're saying all these things about how we want to be happy for you and all that stuff, and we've worked on it and we're better at it now. But even now and then, sometimes that ugly side of you still pops out and over some of the dumbest things you could think of. Like the other day, I got jealous of the fact that Junior got Junior had clam chowder and I only had chicken noodle soup.
Clam chowder is the best soup in the world, man. I don't care what anybody says. Or actually, gumbo. Gumbo is the best soup in the world. Nah, there's so many good soups. I don't know what I'm saying. There's so many good soups. If you like gumbo.
Please stop talking because you're not going to end that debate pretty quick, man. There's too many good soups, man.
No, man, there's so many good soups. It's hard.
If we're talking about just Nicaraguan soups, then...
There's so many Mexican soups. I'm a soup person. That's what I love. I love soups.
Same here.
Except when it's hot as fuck. Like, I don't want to fucking have a soup in 100 degree heat. There's some friends that do that, bro. My friend Matt.
I did that 2 weeks ago.
This motherfucker was said, let's go get some pho. And I'm like, bro, I'm in the car sweating right now. You want to go get some pho?
It smells good.
No, it doesn't sound good. It made me bad. I guess it tastes good, but it doesn't sound good to fucking sit there and sweat more than I am just standing here or sitting down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was me a couple of weeks ago. It was like 98 degrees outside, and I made a chicken noodle soup. I made a chili soup.
Chili?
Yeah.
I never like chili, man. I don't know.
Unless I made it, that's not
chili. Chili reminds me too close to shit. That's personally my opinion. It reminds me too close to shit.
Every time I made it, you liked it.
It's like chili is there, but chili is like, to me, chili is like at the bottom of the list. Like, it's like my least favorite. Like, I
you gotta have my soup, man.
I'm just not a chili burger or a chili person, like chili cheese, anything. You know what it is? It's like, it's not like a soup. It's more like a,
it's more like a stew. Dough.
Yeah, it's more like a stew. Like, so you know, it's not really a soup to me.
It's very good though.
You know,
you can have it. You can have it with chips. You can have it with rice. You can have it with just the soup by itself. So freaking versatile. I love it.
Yeah, man. You know, so but
going back to the, as society, we're bred to be insecure and jealous. And we don't realize it until we're put in a situation where it's like all of a sudden, like someone else is getting the attention.
I think you grow up because people grow up with attention. Like as a kid, everybody hypes you up. Everybody gives you attention. Everybody gives you that. That when you don't get that, you don't know what to do.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because I was reading somewhere that one of the reasons why we fall into the trap of insecurity and jealousy is because we always have that little kid inside us, that insecure kid that never truly leaves us. So while it presents our, while it represents our innocence, it also represents a lot of the trauma that we went through when we grew up. And I had to say that is very true.
I think there's a point where you have to grow and learn from your experiences, but
it still comes up though, you know, like, I mean, it's something that's unconscious. I don't think it, like when you're thinking straight, like you're like, oh, you know, whatever, you know, somebody else got a job. Somebody else got paid more than me. Somebody else is getting attention. Somebody else is getting, but then there's some moments where like it'll hit you randomly.
And I think it's like, that feeling that you want to be. I don't know if it's the kid in us, right? But it's more of you see what other people have and you don't have that. You know what I mean? It's to see what other people don't have that you want. And I think that's probably the definition of jealousy.
I agree with that.
But I mean, you know, sometimes I think that jealousy comes from when you feel most that doesn't necessarily have to be earned, but you feel like was supposed to be right. You know when things feel right and when things feel wrong. So when you really feel like, okay, I'm next in line and somebody goes in front of you and or they say, okay, next person, and then the person jumps you, right? And yet, you explain to them that you were next in line, yet they still take that person that was behind you. Like, you know, there's some things that you're not jealous about. You are jealous about, but, you know, it's like it's almost intended. It's nearly intended.
Yeah. There are things like that, right? Like it's another one would be like, well, I'll use myself as an example. I was jealous of my boy Joe because he had his own place and he had his own. And at the time I didn't have my own place, but I had the mortgage taken care of. I had electricity taken care of. I had food on the table. I didn't have to worry about that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was something that I took for granted at the time. And I'm looking at him. He has his own place. His own stuff going on. I'm like, man, I wish I could be you. And then he's like, man, he looks and he goes, I wish I had the same situation as you too, man.
And it's there's times where I get jealous when I feel like personally I put myself in a good position and I wasn't the next man up. And that makes me jealous. That's why I don't go on Instagram anymore, bro. Like, I really don't. Like,
Know if that's jealousy or that's just like,
I mean,
that's justifiable, like, anger.
That's a good one.
Because that's justifiable in a lot of ways.
But there's times where, like, I want that. I feel like I did that. I earned that. You know?
Yeah.
So there's times, you know, this is an up and down thing, man. I feel like at times, there's a lot of times where I feel like I've earned my spot and I didn't get it. And so, you know, there's other ways you got to figure it out. And fuck, that doesn't motivate me. That discourages me that I feel like I put in the time and the effort and done these things. And then you get discouraged. And to me personally, I'll get a little depressed, and I'm like, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I've put myself there. Why do I have to fucking sit here? And so, you know, man, I think jealousy, yeah, just, that's why I don't go on Instagram anymore. I don't fucking go and look at people's stories because, oh, they're at fucking Disneyland. But at the same time, they're not posting when they're at home cleaning the house. They're not posting at home when they're fucking doing
laundry. It's superficial.
So, you know, I don't go on there, man. I look at these people's things and I'm like, damn, I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that. I want this. I want to do that. I want to do that. Oh, you know, I see they have a certain amount of followers. I want that. So, you know, I don't go on there. I don't look at that shit. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about what you're doing. If it's not about what I like to see, I mute people. And you can mute people on Instagram. It's like you follow them, but you don't see their posts or their stories. I just don't want to see it. The only people I can even see are the Poppy Pod and all Niners and Giants stuff, because it's the Bay Area, and you know, we get dubs. Shout out to the Niners, 2-0, baby.
And you know, it's crazy, like, Instagram, like, sometimes I go on there because it's fun, you know, and like, I'm a millennial, what can I say, man? We like the internet, we like social media.
I mean, but, dude, it's fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's so many fucking memes that are just funny as fuck.
And it's hilarious. But the thing is, at the same time, like, when you see the people. So one of the things that I got. So I'll admit this right now. Okay. Yes. Yes. I'm a podcaster. I want to get on YouTube. I started TikTok. I've been honest on Adapt Session. If you guys listen to the older episodes of Adapt Session, I really did want to go viral somehow because I want our show to take off. But I also made the mistake in the beginning of saying that I want to be an influencer. Now, what'll happen, I don't know. But one of the things that I missed. I did a miscalculation on was I didn't real like I knew that they were fake, but I didn't realize how fake they were until later on. Okay, so those people that you see always posting pictures of themselves on vacations or in fancy clothes or with cars, that's about as fake as it gets, because a lot of times those cars aren't theirs, and a lot of times those clothes, if you look closely, they still have tags on them because they're going to return them.
I used to want all that shit, bro. I used to want the fucking Rolex. I want that big ass house. And you know what? I used to go to these conventions and people fucking motivate you. Yeah, you can do it. You can make $1 million. And I did it. And I did this. And I did that. Great. You have that drive. You have that hunger. That's what you want. You want that $1 million fucking house. You want that Rolex.
And a lot of times, you know how they got that money? You want to know how they got that money? Because you paid them to go to their service, and they're talking due to your dime. So they're living off of your dime, and you're buying their stuff.
And I mean, that's how the world goes around, right? But I mean, what people don't understand is that you miss the little things and the values, man, like, and just coming home and having a wife and fuck and just hanging out with your kids. And, you know, I think some people do get it. Some people don't, but I mean, man, you just want little things, bro. You don't even want, you don't want to have a lot of shit. And I know a lot of people like that. They don't want a fucking Lambo. They don't give a fuck about that stuff. And a lot of the richest people I have met personally drive fucking buckets. They don't give a fuck. They've had that car since like fucking, they've got 1 million miles on that bitch and it'll still drive it. Put a whole new engine in that hoe. Still drive it. So, I mean, you know, some people really like the smartest people make the smartest move, man. And they just want little things. I want the little things, you know. I just want to eat some pussy and go to bed. Fuck, I want a simple life, man.
Now you're trying too hard.
I'm telling you, man.
I just want, honestly, man, like, one of the things I figured out is that just because you have an approach to life doesn't mean that has to be mine. What works for you doesn't work for everybody else. And what works for me might not work for you. I think that's the hard thing that society has, is that they can't accept somebody else has a different opinion.
I mean, you got to learn to not give a fuck what anybody else thinks. You know what I mean? That's just how you see it. I don't give a fuck. When you're at work and you want to act a certain way, that's cool. You do you. And I know a lot of people, when they go to work, man, they can't be themselves. Why do you want to work there then? Why? Because you love what you do, but you can't be yourself. Then do it somewhere else, maybe. I get it. You could do it somewhere else. Maybe try somewhere else. But you got, at some point, you got to stop giving a fuck. That's how I see it. You just can't fucking care. I like what makes me feel good. I know what makes me feel good. So if I don't like what doesn't make me feel good, I'm not going to do it. I mean, some people just have to find themselves. Some people don't even know what they like. You like going to the gym, go to the gym. You sad, you sitting there and you're like, I don't know what to do in my life. Go to a park, sit down, feel by yourself, see how you feel, see what you want to do with your life, see what you like, see the things you don't like, see the things that make you sad, see the things that make you happy. And fuck, man, you know, figure it out one day at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, step out of your comfort zone and see what's out there.
Yeah, man.
Because truth be told, when we went into the quarantine, I was way out of my comfort zone.
Everybody was.
Like, that was the easiest thing for me would have been to, despite the times not being very settled at the time, the waves were just incredible at the time. It would have been easy for me to just go back and do what I was used to and probably spin myself into a hole. Check but off. Instead, I what's that?
Fucking guy. Just sit there and jack off every day.
But instead, what I ended up doing was I ended up finding different methods. I ended up teaching myself a new skill. That was before quarantine, bro. But you know, that's how the fact that we're doing this right now, like this wouldn't have happened without quarantine.
Probably, yeah.
The show would not have started without quarantine. And it's one of those things where you had to grab life. You had to grab the bull by the horns and you had to make shit work.
And why is it by the horns?
Because that's usually what they hit you with. When they try to ram you, you stop the bull by the horns.
I just feel like there's not a lot of control there. Like, why the horns? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I always thought that. Like, why the horns? Like, he's still gonna fucking flip you over and run you around.
Yeah, but if you catch like a lot of the power is right into the horn area. So like the bull comes in, like they have the horns, like they literally you grab them and then you stop them with like that.
But I feel like there's so much force that fucking guy's running at you with. I don't think there's a way that one fan can stop him with by the horns. You know what I mean?
It's just a figure of speech, man.
I mean, I know it's an expression. It is just an expression.
But
some of these expressions just are fucking stupid.
Haven't you seen Bugs Bunny? He stopped it with the, he stopped him by grabbing the horns all the time.
Oh my god, no. Like, yeah, I don't know. There's some, you know, stupid ass. I wonder who comes up with these fucking expressions. I think they're just stupid sometimes.
I think the dumbest one is killing two birds with one stone.
You're killing two birds with one stone?
Yeah.
Why don't you like that one? Because it's fucking impossible, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, killing two birds. How often does that fucking happen? Never. You know what I mean? My worst one is another day, another dollar. No, it's another day, another penny. I didn't make shit today.
If it was another day, another dollar, man, I think most of society would be actually living above poverty.
Fuck, another day, another. I say that all the time too. I do. I say that all the time. How's it going? I ask people how people. Then they'll ask me back how I'm doing. And I'm just like, you know, another day, another dollar. One actually that got me to laugh the other day was just a stupid one. It was, I go, how you doing? And he goes, you know, living the dream. This guy was doing nothing. He was just fucking, I don't know why I thought it was funny. Sometimes the stupidest shit makes me laugh.
There's another one that says, just another day in paradise.
That's a hit on this. I like it, but I don't.
Yeah, well, how's it going, Junior? Oh, you know, just another day in paradise.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think I like little shit that makes me laugh, man. I always say jokes. I always try to make jokes to like to lighten up the mood. Like that's my thing.
You kind of hacked. I think that's one of your guesses that you're able to break tension.
I love messing with kids too. Like there's this kid that's in my boxing class, and I always tell the whole class, oh, today he got his first kiss. And he's only like 14. So the other day I had to stop myself because there's sometimes like, you know, I gotta recognize I'm at work. The other day I was like I told him he's got a name, and I told him, I was like, hey man, hey, you got a girlfriend, huh? I heard you got a girlfriend. I'll find you one. And he goes, I'm 14. I said, what's wrong? What's the problem?
What's the problem, man?
What, goes, I'm 14. What's the problem?
So
what, you got an age limit? You got a cap?
That's what I'm saying. You know, I think one of the funniest so that same kid, he shows up late all the time, right? So Junior always makes him do push-ups.
Right. I mean, he's a little scrawny kid.
So
I'm trying
and then,
to.
So when Junior, so when up. Junior was, so when Junior was getting tested for COVID, and I had to cover him up, I had to cover for him. He was like, "Oh, you're teaching the class today." He's like, "Thank God, man, because Junior always makes me do. I never show up on time, and Junior makes me always makes me do push-ups." I was like, "You're right. I'm not gonna make you do push-ups. You're doing burpees," and I had to do 20 burpees right there on the spot.
Nice.
No, but that's it. Like, I like messing with everybody too, man. I feel like you bond that way. Like, in a lot of ways, it's funny because in a lot of ways, like when you're doing those classes, it kind of feels like a showcase for you.
Sometimes, man, I just like I feel like a comedian, and I try to show
up. Or like you're hosting a show when you had to. And you had to entertain the crowd. You had to know how to address them. You know, you're the MC of like the Oscars or something like that. And you had to like do an opening monologue. It was just like that.
I always try to make people laugh. I feel like I could do some comedian work if I actually tried. You know, like if I really tried, I feel like I could try.
Bro, if I talked about my family, I'm pretty sure I'd make you laugh.
Everybody, I feel like there's always a reason to make people laugh. You know what I mean? Like, there's always something that's fucking hilarious to people.
I've encountered so much small dick energy in my life. I'm pretty sure if I gave a story about some of those encounters, I would definitely make people laugh.
You know, people who wear Crocs have small dick energy. I'll tell you that right now.
Wear what?
Crocs.
What the hell is that?
You don't know what Crocs are?
Really ugly shoes,
the ones with the holes in them that are like rubber plastic.
No, oh, those ones, I didn't know.
Crocs, you never seen? I'm sure
I've seen them. I've seen them. I just don't know that they still made them.
Yeah, that's a little dick energy. Everybody, if you have a big truck that you drive, and it takes fucking 10 feet to get in there, small little dick energy.
Fucking guy.
Yeah, that's a little. Hey, I'm telling you, man. If you're trying to flaunt your shit, it's a little dick energy, man.
No, dude. If you have to tell people how great you are, that's the problem.
That's a little dick energy. If you're not humble, pretty much, your shit's little.
If you're bragging about how good you are at being at your profession, or how good you are as a parent, or how good you are as a spouse, or how good you are in everything that you do. Oh, I'm amazing. You know, I never lose, or I never all that stuff. If you had to do all of that, that's Beto energy right there.
If you're trying to masculate your insecurities, that'd be
that's Beto energy.
Little chiquito, baby. This shit's
no small dick energy. We're gonna call it Pito energy from now on.
Little Pito, that little Pito.
Pito energy.
It's a little Pito, man. It's just really little. It's a little baby. It's your little baby.
That's adorable.
You know.
No, but you know, I mean, it kind of comes with like the generational difference. We kind of hit on this before, you know. Like, I think. And going back to when we were talking about like the societies that we like the difference in societies that we grew up with, like in our family specifically, Nicaraguans, they have more of a stricter, I guess you could call it, morals and values.
We just come from a different
mindset for sure.
Mindset, background, demographic, whatever you want to call it. You know, we just come from different areas of the world, and you know. And it's brutal that way, man. It's really brutal. Like, you know, people from different countries, like, abuse is not as enforced as it is in the United States. And it's nice to see that it is enforced over here. It's very sad and poverty-driven, you know, in other areas. That's why I don't like going to Nicaragua, bro, to be honest with you. I don't like going to see poverty, man. I got family over there, and it's just sad. You know, I got some good family. Like, my grandpa has a beautiful fucking house and, you know, 5-6 bedroom or whatever, bunch of bathrooms. But the rest of my family, man, is sitting out there, and I don't like seeing them like that, you know. And I help them out as best I can, but they just they're greedy. I just had my brother text me the other day on Facebook, and he asked me for some Jordans. And I'm like, dude, like, you don't say hi. You don't try to start a conversation. You just sit here and say, can I have some Jordans? I'm like, come on, man. You know, like, I get it. You're in a poverty situation, but go to work, man. Make some money. I have to sit here and grind myself to make ends meet. And I'm struggling.
And even then, like, it doesn't even, like, sometimes you don't even, like, they don't meet. Sometimes it's just like, sometimes they barely wave at each other. Right,
like, hey bro, like, what the fuck, like, you don't talk to me ever. Do you want something?
Yeah, that's what I noticed when I talk to my cousins from Nicaragua too, or when I talk to friends who talk to their family members in the motherlands, whether that's Nicaragua or Peru or El Salvador, you know, all of those places, it's the same thing. Like, I noticed that they're more materialistic than we are.
Yeah, bro. Yes.
Like, they think their idea of us, they think that we're materialistic. And for the most part, and we can be, right? Like, we can be for sure.
No, I mean, I think that.
And we can be for sure. But the thing is, I think that in their situation, I think they try to emulate that false image that they have of us.
They try to paint us in this picture where it's like we have everything and we're perfect. Like, no, man, I'm struggling just like you are. I am sitting here. Yeah, I've earned what I got. You know what I mean? Like, I earned this. I put my time in. I paid for this. Nobody can take that from me.
Nobody, man. I mean, this is all sacrifice, man.
Different strokes for different folks. You know. Different spice, you get a different slice. I don't know.
I didn't think about that one. Yeah, I heard that one before.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just something that we struggle with. I think that's one of the reasons why, like, the dynamic between the family becomes toxic, is because their approach and what worked for them back in the day, they're expecting us to do it the same way. And it doesn't work that way, you know, like, I think one of the things, like, it's become stereotypical in a lot of ways because of the technology, but there's a lot of truth to it, man. Like, we don't need to go out and find everything, right? Like, we could literally, everything is literally at our hand with the phone, you know, like, it's, and they go like, oh, well, life is so much easier now. It's like, yeah, so much easier. We had to pay 10 times the amount for rent that you guys did when you had to buy a mortgage back in the 60s or 70s or the
80s. Dude, with this money that I have right here that I'm paying in rent, I could buy a fucking house in Nicaragua, two houses.
Dude, the amount that I'm paying for rent over here in Hayward, I could have bought a house in Austin, Texas, dude. 3-bedroom house at least. 2 stories.
Some shit, man. Sometimes I don't get it.
And you know, and that's the thing that I think everybody struggles with. Like, man, they, like, you try to explain your point, and they're like, no, it doesn't work that way. And it's like, they just don't get it because they can't relate to it. And I'm not saying that it's a one-way street, because I'm pretty sure that I won't understand what they're trying to explain to me. You know, it's a two-way street. But when it comes to how I handle things, it comes to the way that Junior handles things, you guys got to understand, it's a whole different ballgame now than it was in the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, even, you know?
It's just different. It's different circumstances, man. And I feel like society only shows you the good and not the bad. And obviously it's to try to protect us, but, you know, that's just how it's meant to be believed now. They don't show you the poverty and the shit that goes on over there. They just show you the good. They don't show you the bad. You know, when they do, they try to skip over it, like, oh, you know, it's fine, until, you know, I don't know, man. I feel like they fuck it over every time. people don't get it.
No, they don't. And there's a reason why Californians are leaving, not because they want to, but because they can't afford it.
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving, going to Texas too.
Yeah, Texas, Arizona, you know, like they're not going there because they want to. They're going there because
they Texas have would to. Not be my first option. Nevada would be my first option.
Nevada. You take Vegas out. What the hell is over there?
I wouldn't Cows? Vegas is really hot, man. I don't know if I could do Vegas. Vegas is like, do I want to fucking sit there and 105, 110 degree weather on a fucking summer afternoon? Nah. Do I want to, but I mean, do I also want to go to Nevada where it's like, do I want to stay in fucking Tahoe where it can be sunny or it can be snowy? Like, you know, it depends on the season, right? So it always depends. I mean, I don't know. But my first choice, I'll just let you know, is not Texas because Nevada is actually really low statewide if you're not near all that other shit.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think I might be in California, but I want to make the money to make sure that I stay out here. But I'm not going to rule out any having multiple spots in the future.
Say that one more time.
I'm not going to rule out having multiple spots in the future. That would be my goal, man. I'm thinking big. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Yeah, some people who are listening to this are probably going to be like, this dude's not going to freaking make it. He barely afforded one spot. It's like, yeah, right now, but. You don't know when I'm trying to, you know how ambitious I am, man. You don't know what I'm trying to do.
I mean, dude, we have bigger goals in life. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just, it's kind of crazy because, like, our parents, like, I feel like a lot of their approach is outdated, but at the same time, there's another aspect there because I'm not a parent myself. And as far as Junior knows, he's not a parent either.
I got a little baby girl, but she's I'm a single dad, but it ain't like that.
No, so it's a different, so I think a lot of times like the parents' mindset is definitely different than our mindset because in a lot of cases, I don't know if it's more that they feel guilty or if they feel like, or they're concerned, I guess it's a little bit of both. Like they don't want us to make the same mistakes that they did. They don't want us to make, and they don't want us to go what they went through as well. And I understand that because some of them do go through some trauma, go through some serious shit and put up with serious situations like maybe some racial discrimination, you know, very serious stuff like that, right? But I think that I understand where they're coming from, but I think some approaches to life is a little outdated, you know? I think what worked back in the day is not going to work now, and I think as even, this is a college graduate speaking, I do believe in college. I do think that college is great. However, what I have noticed that financially millennials in their 20s and 30s are actually more broke than the previous generations were. That speaks volumes to me.
An education, because of how you struggled to get one.
Just in general, like people who are from our generation are not making as much money as the previous generations in their 20s and 30s. And they have them ranked as like college without degrees and with degrees. And they're both severely lower than Generation X and the baby boomers.
The baby boomers?
The baby boomers is the generation before Generation X. So Generation X is your parents, Generation X. Baby boomers are like my mom. And our coworker at work.
No names?
No names.
That's funny. Why no names? You don't want to drop the name?
No, I don't want to drop the name on the show either. It's saving us the energy. But you know, it's so people go like, oh, you guys are the most, like, why do you guys just not want to work and all of this stuff? It's like, just remember that's going to go up on YouTube, fool. This dude's going to get his freaking, this dude, he's going to have to edit like crazy and put this up on YouTube.
Oh, man, I just don't give a shit.
You know, I just don't give a fuck, it's just one of those things where it's like, why can't I question your guys' methods? Like, why am I supposed to accept the quote unquote reality that you guys have to work at a job that you hate for 40 or 50 years, enjoy 10 years of retirement before you die?
I think everybody at some point hates what they do.
And that's the problem. Like, I mean, why do I have to pick a job that I don't like? Just so I, like, just because you expect me to? Or why, like, why is it that you have to work at that position? Why you have to work in like that until you're in your 60s when you're ready and you only get 10 years of retirement? Like, what the fuck, man? Is it like the whole point, the reason why we are working is to make a living. Okay? So we can live.
Didn't you say you wanted to retire by 35?
That would be nice.
That's what you said, right?
Yeah, I've said that many times. I would like to retire early because not so much that I don't want to work, but I don't want to work for survival.
But 35, that's pretty soon, man. Just like next year for you.
Someone needs to learn his math.
I'm rounding up, man.
Yeah, you're still doing it wrong.
I'm rounding up, you know.
Yeah, that's still be wrong.
We gotta round up, man. We don't want you down. You're not in your 30s. You're not 30 anymore.
I know.
You're not young. Damn. No, just kidding, man. You know.
I'm still in a good position to actually make that happen, because like one of the things that drives me crazy
is there's just so many ways to make money, bro. Like a thousand ways to make money, you know.
But the thing is that like the biggest thing that drives me crazy about the previous generation is that you have to have one line of income. What the fuck is that? One line of income? Fuck that. You create many lines of income as you possibly can.
One cow doesn't give you, you know, doesn't have one nipple. So
udders.
It's a nipple as well.
Anyway.
An udder is a nipple. An udder, I refuse to believe that an udder is not a nipple. Don't do that. An udder is a nipple. It's just a different term. It's like a penis and a dick.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the future episode. Yeah. Is it a nip? Is an udder a nipple?
Okay. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. There's meaning. There's levels to this.
Man, this is the modern day Plato, you guys. The modern day Aristotle. He's such a good philosopher.
Okay. Aristotle did it, so can I.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, on the modern day Da Vinci.
He's an artist, dude.
That's why I'm on the podcast, man.
Stop talking, please.
You know, hey, man, I'm on the podcast. You said it, man. We're not podcasters. We're artists. That's like telling a porn star that he's not a porn star. He's an artist.
What the fuck are you
saying? Because I always saw myself.
That's like telling a porn star that he's not an actor because he's not on camera? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
There you go. He has such a way with words.
Hey, man.
But anyways, you know what, you guys, I must say, like, we're coming to a close here. You know, I mean, this episode sounds like we're ranting a little bit. We are, but we're making fun of the situation as well, as you hear with Junior saying a whole bunch of his own philosophies. And it's like, should we told you guys, like, your life is your life. That's what it boils down to. You got, like, once you reach that point where, like Junior said, where you stop giving a fuck, that's when the results come in. And I think both of us have hit that point in the last year. So I think quarantine was what brought that for me, because I was used to the status quo and I was okay with where I was. And then I realized that I was capable of so much more. And I need to be, I have more to offer, you know? And I think that comes with when you get to learn things yourself, when you teach yourself things, when you step out of your comfort zone. And that leads me now to ask Junior, what's the most bullshit advice you've ever been given?
The most bullshit advice I've ever been given. Man, that's a tough question. Money doesn't lead to happiness. That's a lie. Give me $1 million right now, I'll tell you, I won't be happy.
I still kind of agree with that, but yeah.
I think that's the most bullshit advice. I think that is bullshit. I think that people mean it. I think they mean it in a different way. It's not meant the way that they say it. Like, I think that not all the money in the world can make somebody happy, but I think it depends on everybody's certain situations, right? Because you can't say that for everybody, right? You can tell somebody in poverty that if I give you $1 million, you won't be happy right now. That's not true. They would be ecstatic.
I think I understand what you're saying now. It's kind of like when they say money.
People mean it in different terms, like, but it's like when in different circumstances.
It's like when people say money isn't everything. Yeah, right. you're gonna tell me that you're gonna turn down $1 million? Fuck no, you're not.
Well, I don't think money is everything. I disagree with that. Like, I'd say money isn't everything. It's not, but.
But you're not gonna turn down a whole bunch of. You're not gonna turn millions of dollars, right?
Right. Money doesn't equal happiness. I would say that's I think that's bullshit to a certain degree. I don't think all the money in the world would make somebody happy, but I think money does make the world go round, and money does lead to happiness. But
definitely, you know, leads to power too.
Yeah, but I mean that's what little dick energy people want, right?
Hey, it's Pito energy.
No, Pito. So what's the most bullshit advice you've ever been given?
Was bullshit advice ever been given? Dedicate yourself and you'll be paid. No, I'm kidding. That's a wink wink right there. I'm sorry. The most BS advice I've ever been given is, when you have a job, use that line of income and dedicate your life and quit surrounding yourself with distractions. Dismissing everything, every opportunity you have as a distraction is bullshit. calling another line of income a distraction and bullshit, like, just because you believe in the one income life, is complete another bullshit to me. So that's what I feel. That's the worst advice I've ever been given, is to stick to the one job, quit wasting time.
Quit wasting time. That's the moral of everybody's story. I hope everybody can learn something from what we fucking said today.
Quit wasting time. It's a fucking distraction. No, it's making me money. And it's helping put food. It's putting food on my goddamn table.
So, you know, anybody else, if your family's toxic or the culture is toxic and you have an opinion, let us know. we'll put it on the podcast.
And if you guys have any bullshit advice you want to send us, go ahead and DM it to us. Go ahead and leave it to one of our posts this week. And again, the poll question is, again, what is more toxic, the culture or the family?
Let us know. Let me know. I got some questions.
Follow your boys on TikTok. Follow your boys on Instagram at the Poppy Pod. And follow Adapt Session Productions. See you next time.
Peace.
We're back, baby.